Anne Flanagan's Reva Shiner Comedy Award winner Artifice is at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. In Artifice, struggling artist Payne Showers, Ethan Yahtzee Mintz, finally gets his big break. He dies. Fortunately, his death sends the value of his work skyrocketing. His long-suffering widow Maggie Emily Goodson must auction it all off to avoid bankruptcy and perhaps a mob hit. Unfortunately, as the day of the auction approaches, it's learned that reports of Payne's death have been greatly exaggerated. Playwright Flanagan has said that, tiring of serious drama, she wanted to write a comedy, but it had to be a well-written piece and one that had good parts for all the actors, no spear carriers. Indeed, everyone has more than one moment in the sun in this often very funny show. Daniel Petrie was engaging as the nervous gallery manager who seeks comfort in reciting a list of fabrics. Kelsey Shepard had her moments as a Brooklyn-accented, mock French-maid-clad bartender. Derek Kroeber was always on as an incredibly self-involved soap opera, whoops, daytime drama actor. Mary Carol Reardon had a lovely, icily smooth exterior as a cutthroat newspaper publisher. Gerard Powell's used just the right amount of a slight accent as an Irish real estate broker and art buyer who may or may not have mob connections. Narrow-eyed Margot Morgan was an almost serpentine presence as his egg-headed art critic for hire. Artifice, directed by Tom Evans, is an entertaining and nicely worked-out farce. It does get just a bit overcrowded in the finale, but it never takes itself too seriously. Performances at the Bloomington Playwrights Project continue Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 9th through the 11th, and the 16th through the 18th. You can find this and other reviews and an interview with playwright Anne Flanagan and her assistant stage-managing stepdaughter Amelia Vanderbilt on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.